Yes, I think we owe you a very great debt for everything you've done. And, of course, the work itself that has been done on the station must have influenced the authorities very considerably when they made the decision to expand the programme. Well, I shan't say anything about the work, except that I would like to say a few words about your own contributions to the research side, the experimental side. I should regard your main contribution there as being the resurrection of the Adcock patent and your demonstration of the fact that it reduced very considerably night errors in direction finding, and putting that system on the map as a good direction finder. The other thing was your work on measuring the constants of the ground, and your pioneering work in VHF propagation. On the VHF side, I remember when I first came here that Dr. Barfield asked me if I would clean up the transmitter that you've left behind, because it was then, I think, the only one in the country that was capable of working on VHF, and we had to give a demonstration to the late Mr. John Logie Baird, who'd applied to us for some advice on this subject. And I spent rather a long time on this job, and Mr. Barfield got very annoyed, and he said, "Who do you think you're working for now, the radio research Baird?" I could never understand why the hut in which this transmitter was located was built on legs. And because of that, as you know, I called it Smith Rose's Folly after that. Well, this work that you've done, which was of extreme importance, I think has helped very greatly to establish the reputation of this station, and well, it has followed from that, and the work that your colleagues did in those days up to the end of the Second World War, that well, the expansion of the station has followed from that. Now, the old order changeth, yielding place to new, and I don't think any of us know what's in store for us, but I've just read in the current issue of the New Scientist that next week Ratcliffe will trail his devastating reputation into one of the key stations, key scientific establishments. Well, we also have seen in innumerable places that we're going to spend most of our effort on space research. And I should say that whatever success we attain in that and other fields, we mustn't lose sight of the fact that the foundation has been laid by you, sir. And, I won't say any more now, but I would like to wish you all the very best in the future and good health, and I hope that the Pilkington Committee burden won't be unduly large. And, well, sir, I'll close. I've spoken far longer than I should have done, but I do wish you all the very best. Thank you.